Welcome back to episode 3 of the Monkey Man Show. I am your host, Aisha Rondo. Today we have special guest Olivia Sanchez.
Thank you.
Today's topic is antagonism. An antagonist is a person or thing who actively opposes or is hostile to someone or something. Every leader has to face challenges.
Charles Darwin was a leader who suppressed his enemies. This was the church and those who were part of this religion.
Darwin had to face many other challenges besides the church.
As a young boy, Darwin was pressured by his father to become a doctor or clergyman. Darwin, as a young boy, was always fascinated by nature. He collected minerals and insects. He also became a bird watcher and was fond of hunting. Later, his passion for hunting became so great that his father was afraid that he would become an ideal hunting man. After killing his first snipe, he wrote, "My excitement was so great that I had much difficulty in reloading my gun from the trembling of my hands." At the age of 16, his father, Robert Darwin, told Charles that he needed to start making something of himself. His father sent him to the University of Edinburgh, where Robert himself and Charles's grandfather went to be trained as a doctor.
Charles Darwin's wife was also a constant antagonist.
His wife, Emma Wedgwood, was a Christian sympathizer. She always pressured Darwin when he worked because it was against the Bible. She would simply tell him that if he completes his work, he would burn in hell. After a while of changing Darwin's papers to make it Christian-worthy, Emma eventually gave up and Darwin finished his book.
The church overall attacked Darwin the most. The church became furious when he suggested his theory because everything he said went against the Bible. They declared him a heretic and prosecuted him. Even through all of this trouble, he published his book that said that humans came from apes.
After this publication, his revolutionary ideas were often ridiculed by skeptics, and at the time made the subject of satirical cartoons and other illustrations. In many cases, the monkey was at the center of such lampoons. Darwin himself frequently was depicted as a monkey by cartoonists and illustrators.
With his first book, The Origin of Species, it was ridiculed as well. The magazine that talked about his book had a cover with a cartoon that depicts the scientist as an ancient sage, watching as worms evolved into lizards, lizards into monkeys, monkeys into sprites, and cavemen, culminating into the figure of a British dandy. Even though the figure of Darwin himself is human and not a monkey, the purpose of the cartoon clearly is to ridicule his theory of evolution.
From the perspective of our times, we know that the last laugh truly is from the scientists, not his dictators.
Although some elements of his theory of the origins of humankind have been challenged, shown to be flawed, or corrected, Charles Darwin was on the right track, and he deserves to be ranked among the greatest thinkers of historical time.
Thank you for your time. Come next time to the Monkey Man Show.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.